were talking about having executive.
We would have executive meetings of just the chairman virtually every week, because we were.
Perry was chairman then.
Of Madison.
Of Madison, okay.
Yeah, and we were having meetings, and we used to have a conference room, what is now the Office of Admissions. That used to be a conference room, was right, and we met there almost every week because so many things were happening. It was every week something new was happening. And the school did not depend on me. The school was not going to fall or make it on me. It was going to make it or not on the basis of these six chairmen and their clinical programs and their faculty. And I knew that, and I knew I had to give them as much freedom as possible. So maybe one of my strengths, you'd have to ask them individually, was I didn't sit around and try to manage their departments. I didn't try to micromanage them. I said, look, that's all the money we got. You do it. You've got to do it any way you can. I'll support you. But so watching that whole thing, I knew how they related to one another. And it was clear that Ernie Mazzaferri was commanded the respect of all the other people around the table. So when Joe asked me, what do you recommend, I said, I think you have one choice, is Ernie Mazzaferri, but you do want to talk to the chair. Well, I think I wasn't in those meetings. I excused myself, and over the next couple of days, Joe met with all these people, and he must have heard the same message. He also, I guess, knew Ernie or had other relationships with him. Shortly after, a matter of days or weeks, I'll have to look it up, he appointed Ernie acting dean. Ernie said publicly and told me privately he would take the job, but they must start a national search. It was not his ambition to be dean. He wanted to be chairman of medicine, and besides, he did not want to have to be the dean and go to the legislature in another year and a half, in January of 1981, that Joe would have to get a dean by then, because Ernie didn't like that politicking and that kind. He didn't want to deal with the legislature. It would be a waste of his time. He wanted to teach and do research and be the chairman. So Joe apparently made that agreement with him. I wasn't in the room. I never saw anything in writing, but that's what ultimately happened. Ernie took over and served as the acting dean for the next about 15 months, from something like October of 79. Through the first graduation, Ernie was the dean at the first graduation Hooding in 1980.
It must have been a bittersweet moment for you.
Yeah, it was. And that was bittersweet. It was, bittersweet is a good word. It would have been a wonderful thing, ego thing, I guess, to have been the dean at that point. Sure. But the more important thing is we had succeeded. And that's where the real pleasure comes from.
So the first graduation would have been
May of 80. And Ernie was the dean then, acting dean. Mm-hmm. And the search was on, and then the next fall, several people came through, and Joe hired Bob Daugherty, who was able to come from the University of Michigan, Michigan State, and get here in time for the 1981 legislature. So Bob did that.
Now, I think probably we could stop here if you'd like.
Sure.
I would like to ask you next time, and I'll just move my note down.
Sure.
I'd like to ask some questions about Dr. Fred Anderson.
Oh, sure.
And his title of father of the medical school,
sure.
Which we've all heard.
Sure.
Deservedly or not.
Sure.
Some of the things that he did.
Sure, be happy to.
This thing going.
Sure. And then, and at that point, I'm out of the dean's office, and I took almost 6 months of sick leave. Then I can tell you what I did after that.
Want to hear about, you had further surgery at that point.
No, much later.
Well, that's right, I was already working.
No, this is in 1979,
sure.
The 1979.
Okay, and then
so we get to that
we'll
later,
go on from
and,
there.
And then I took on other jobs.
Okay, so after 6 months, I want to hear about during the 6 months and your other jobs, and then what you did after that.
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
So we'll stop right now.
Okay. Yeah.